This week's parasha, Parashas Maaseh, deals with the commandment, the mitzvah, to live in the land of Israel, to live in Eretz Israel, in Perek Lamed Gimel 33, Pasuk 53, V'orashtem osem v'yishavtem bam. The Torah talks about the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael. In fact, based on this pasuk, based on this verse, the Ramban Nechmanidi concludes one has a biblical obligation. Every Jew has a biblical obligation to live in the land of Israel. And that is the opinion of the Ramban. On the other hand, we're familiar with the famous opinion of Rabbeinu Chaim HaKohen, who Tosis quotes in Kuf Yud Amid Beis, that Tosis writes during his day that the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael no longer applies. Why does it no longer apply? So it no longer applies either because of Sakanas Drachim, the danger it took for them to travel to Eretz Yisrael. It was dangerous. Pirates, boats, the technology wasn't as good. It was a very dangerous travel, and many died on the way. Or, a second reason given as well is that it was difficult to fulfill the mitzvahs hatruyis ba'aretz. It was too difficult to fulfill the agricultural mitzvahs which are limited to the land of Israel. Shemitah, Tshuva, Ma'isa, and based on these two reasons, Sakanas Drachim and the Mitzvah Satuyas Ba'aretz, Tosis concludes during his day that there was no mitzvah, I think around the 12th century, that there was no mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. So it's a Machlokes Ramban and the Bali Tosfos on whether Bizman Hazeh there is a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. In fact, there's a question asked, a famous tshuva of Rav Moshe Feinstein and the Igros Moshe. They asked Rav Moshe, during our day today, do we follow the Ramban who writes as an obligation for every Jew to live in Eretz Yisrael? Or do we go with the Bali Tosfos that there's no longer an obligation? So Rav Moshe writes back, he thinks there's an in-between position. In fact, the Rambam, Maimonides, doesn't quote this halacha. So there's a whole discussion among the commentators, why did the Rambam leave it out? Why did the Rambam not count the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? So we'll come back to that. But Rav Moshe wants to bring a raya from the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, Perek Hei Halacha Tes, writes that it's usher to leave Eretz Yisrael, but he does not say that it's usher to live outside Eretz Yisrael. In other words, Rav Moshe writes, if there was an absolute obligation to live in Eretz Yisrael, so then the Rambam would have recorded a prohibition to live outside Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, according to the Rambam, there is no obligation to live in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, we also have to take into account Rabbeinu Chaim, and therefore, Rav Moshe comes up with a unique approach. That's what he calls a mitzvah kiyumit, that there is no obligation to live in the land of Israel. You don't do any aver by not going. But if you live in the land of Israel, you fulfill a mitzvah min ha-Torah. That they call a mitzvah harishus, a mitzvah kiyumis. A classical example of a mitzvah kiyumis is brought down by the Vilna Gaon in Hilchas Chamei Tamatzer in the Laws of Pesach, that we know the Torah tells us there are 7 days as a mitzvah to eat matzah. On the other hand, the Torah says, Be'erev tochu matzos. On the night of Pesach, Leil Pesach, you have an obligation to eat matzah. So which one is it? So there are many answers, but the Vilna Gaon points out, so the Gemara seems to say, you know, the 7 days you have a rishus, the first night's a chiyuv. So the Vilna Gaon says is, so the first night everyone agrees you get a mitzvah. What happens if you do it, if you eat matzah day 3, day 4? So he says you get a mitzvah min HaTorah, there's no chiyuv. Kind of like a discussion in the Tziv writes, why perhaps every kisayi you eat the night of Pesach, you get a fulfillment of the mitzvah. The chiyuv is only one or two, but everyone you have, there's a kiyum. So that's the concept the Vilna Gaon has, and it's discussed also by the laws of tzitzis. That tzitzis, the obligation is, if one is wearing a four-cornered garment, one is obligated to put on tzitzis. But if you're not wearing a four-cornered garment, technically speaking, you're exempt. So the Gemara in Sota talks about Moshe was a mitzvah to enter the land of Israel. So the question is, what was he mitzvah about? So the Gemara says, to fulfill the mitzvahs hatchuyis ba'aretz, to fulfill the mitzvahs which are dependent on the land. So the question, why is he so excited about it? He's not living there, so what is he worrying about? But then we see that Moshe wanted to put himself in a situation where one can fulfill as many mitzvahs as possible. And therefore, that's why he is a mitzvah. And that's what they say, that should be our attitude. We should emulate Moshe Rabbeinu and try to put ourselves in a situation to fulfill all the mitzvahs we can. So to assist us, and so too with Eretz Yisrael. And that's what they say. That was Pesach Sheni's all about. What were they all worried about? Okay, they were exempt from the mitzvah. Why get all worked up about it? And the answer is no. They that we all have to be like Pesach Sheni Jews, that if we can't do it, we should strive to be in a position where we can make it up. So either way, that's Ramosha's opinion, that one is a mitzvah kiyumis today, not a mitzvah chiyuvis. On the other hand, and it's interesting to know that Rav Moshe, who I think wrote this truva in 1952, I believe, didn't seem to make a distinction in the fact that we have a state of Israel today. In contrast, we have other poskim, Rav Eliezer Waldenberg, the Tzitz Eliezer, who says that now with the establishment of Medinas Yisrael, he claims that the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael has changed, because he says the two main issues with Tosfos he claims doesn't apply. Number one is, even without a state you might argue, but certainly with the state, that it's not a danger like it was. People fly all the time all over the place, so it's easy to get there. And today, it's much easier now to fulfill mitzvah satulis barach. You have the rabbanah, you have people taking off truma mitzvah, etc. So therefore, Rav Waldenberg seems to say it plays a special role, until that seems to be Rav Shechter's view as well. And Rav Shechter always quotes the Avnei Nezer's pshat. The Avnei Nezer, he asked the Kasha, why does the Rambam leave out the mitzvahs? According to Rav Moshe, it's a mitzvah kiyumis and a mitzvah chiyuvis. According to Avnei Nezer, no, it's a mitzvah chiyuvis. So why is it left out? Because the Rambam tells us that you're only going to count the mitzvah once. He already counted in other mitzvahs. What other mitzvahs did he count it in? The mitzvah of Hachrim Tachrim is to throw out the seven nations who are inhabiting the land of Israel. So you throw them out. So what's the mitzvah? Throw them out and move back to New York or L.A. or Toronto? No, the mitzvah is to live there. So the Rambam already counted the mitzvah of Hachrim Tachrim, therefore he didn't have to list the mitzvah of living in Israel, but he agrees with the Ramban that it's a mitzvah min HaTorah. That's Rav Shechter seems to go. He thinks the Ramban is the pashas, that there's a mitzvah chiyuvis to live in Eretz Yisrael. There's a whole discussion in the Rambam in Akata or Akata. Some say the Rambam left it out like the Avnei Nezer, but it still agrees with the Ramban. Others say he left it out because there is no mitzvah. Others say it's a mitzvah drabanan. There's a famous Megillas Esther. That's an explanation on the Rambam. He renamed the Sefer after his mother. He claims the Rambam doesn't list the mitzvah, but it only applies during biblical times and the Mos HaMashiach. And therefore, and the whole discussion, is that so simple? or not, but that's the whole, and then that's the whole. The Satmar Shita, Satmar Rebbe Shita is based on a lot of things, but it's based on the Megillah Esther. So either way, the different Shitas within the Rambam, but as Rav Schechter like saying that every period in history has its own mitzvah. So he says today, with every Jew living in Eretz Yisroel, besides the mitzvah directly, it helps the state, it helps the economy, and he claims that is the mitzvah of the hour. And therefore, he thinks one, if one can live there, he should live there. And in fact, that seems to be the opinion of many Achronim, in terms of course, the many exceptions to the rule. That they, you know, they quote the Gemara at the end of Ksuvis, the importance of living in Eretz Yisrael. Even if you refuse to live there or go there, in theory, you are responsible for breaking up the marriage, because every Jew's home is Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, if you don't, it's assumed, unless stated to the contrary, that you want to live in Eretz Yisrael. And just as Rav Aaron Lichtenstein used to say, he still does say, that just like we would feel deprived if we didn't have Kedushas Azman, we didn't have the mitzvah of Shabbos, we didn't have the mitzvah of Yantiv, so too we should feel at the same pain living without Kedushas HaMakom. So we don't have the Beis HaMikdash today, but we have Eretz Yisrael, and we have the Kol Torah Maravi, so we have an opportunity to be there, you know, one should take advantage. And as it concludes, it's from the Rav Diskin point, always point, the Maharal Diskin points out that by Eved Ivri, we know he pierces his ear. If he decides for 6 years he has to work, the seventh year he goes free. If he decides he wants to stay, he has to pierce his ear, because he added her not to become a slave but not to steal. So therefore we pierce the ear. So the Maharal Diskin asked, if piercing the ear is a punishment, so why are we doing it now? We should have did it when it happened. Right after he stole, right after he became a slave, we should pierce his ear. Why are we doing it later? So the Maharal Diskin points out, because really the avdus, the slavery, was supposed to be the punishment. But we see he turned the slavery into a mitzvah. He turned the slavery into a good thing. Oh, it's so great here, I don't have to worry. No worries, I have my master taking care of me. So if the master isn't, so if slavery isn't the only thing, he never got a punishment, hence he has to pierce his ear. So too, they point out, Umechat, as Rav Schechter like saying, Umechat te'ino galino me'artzeino, because of our sins, we are thrown into Golis. We're thrown out of Eretz Yisrael. So now that we have Eretz Yisrael back, so therefore we don't want it to be like the Eved Ivri that doesn't appreciate Chutz La'aretz as a punishment. And therefore, especially now, during the 3 weeks, the 9 days, and Tisha B'Av time, we should think about the Mizraeretz Yisrael, but as well think about the Churban Habayis, and we, you know, and pray for the day when Mehero Yibana Beis HaMikdash, and the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, and Tisha B'Av will no longer be a sad day of Churban and Aveilus, but it will be a day of celebration.